An International Convention on Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, begins next week in Nairobi, Kenya. Before the meeting ends on April 20th, delegates from more than 150 nations will make decisions that could help save some of the world's rarest plants and animals. It's expected that this conference will be dominated by a fight over whether to allow limited trading in elephant ivory. But the head of the U.S. delegation to CITES, Don Barry, says that's hardly the only fight expected in Nairobi. NPR's John Nielsen spoke with Barry today in his office at the Department of the Interior.
Don Barry, the Assistant Secretary of the Interior for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, is flying to Africa tomorrow morning, and he hasn't even started packing.
I'm going to be staying up exceptionally late tonight, furiously packing, and I'll probably forget half the things I need to take.
Like your position on elephants.
Well, that, yes. In fact, I will conveniently make that the last thing that I pack, and I conveniently still have no final instructions from the powers that be, so you can't squeeze it out of me at this interview.
For more than 10 years now, delegates to CITES meetings have been fighting over whether to continue a ban on all forms of elephant ivory trading. The ban has been in place since 1989, and some southern African countries say they've now got more elephants than they can handle. But other African countries want to keep the ban in place. They say it only takes a rumor of new trading to send well-armed gangs of elephant poachers out into the countryside. This issue is so controversial that the White House has insisted on telling Barry how he should vote. But in all other key debates at the CITES meeting, the big decisions will be his. Every 2 years, these decisions seem to get more numerous and more complicated.
When the very first CITES meeting took place, we focused on the big charismatic megafauna like whales and elephants and tigers. Now what we're down to is sort of the 100th layer of sophistication. You're talking about the transport of DNA specimens for medical research. You're talking about tissue samples for medical research.
CITES bans that kind of trade when the samples involved come from a plant or animal that's endangered. At the urging of some big pharmaceutical companies, Germany and Switzerland are trying to change these rules, but Barry says the U.S. is opposed to the idea. He also says the U.S. opposes a Cuban plan to put several tons worth of rare hawksbill sea turtle shell on the international market. They also say it's time to restrict fishing for great white sharks. Shark fin soup has never been more popular, Barry says, and that's a big problem for the great white shark in particular.
Think about it. The dorsal fin is critically important for navigation by a shark. You cut off its fin and throw it back in the sea, it's going to die. It's like taking an airplane and taking off its tail rudder. You can't go anywhere. You can't get from here to there.
Fishermen don't generally like it when CITES negotiators talk about regulating commercially valuable aquatic species, but Barry says they ought to get used to the idea. Several other kinds of sea life could be restricted at this meeting. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.